we're fellow labourers together with God, and we can encourage one another and to excite one another unto love and good works. That's what it says in the scriptures in Hebrews, that, you know, we're to provoke one another, that we're to encourage one another to, you know, go to God, move with God, live unto God, do the things that we've been encouraged to do, to continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, what's being fed, what's being encouraged, to be single-minded, you know, to be focused. It's so easy to be distracted with all the different things that are in this world, the things that go on in our personal lives, or maybe in the lives of other people that we're working with, or we're involved with, or who come in contact with us. But we don't want to be distracted. You know, we can keep our focus and we can keep our discipline with God. You know, our walk is not just a relationship with God. It is a discipline walk, you know, that we are living our lives unto God, ready to move for Him on every and any level, regardless of anyone else's input or no input, you know, or anyone else's resistance to what we're doing, or assistance to what we're doing. You know, our life is to live fully unto Him and to do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Just like Jesus Christ set the great example for all of us to do the will of the Father from the heart, you know, and that we're not respecter of persons, but we're there to edify, to build up, to strengthen those that are in front of us, to confront when it needs to be done, and to reprove, to exhort, with all long suffering, as it says in the scriptures. There's many examples in the scriptures that Paul gives about these things. And so why? Because we want to keep things on track. We want to be hot. We want to be, you know, sharp and quick, powerful and sharp, and running with God, running with the heavenly words. And the words that God gives us are the living energy, are the things that set us free, are the things that set other people free. And God wants us to understand our authority, like Shelley mentioned there. Kenneth Hagin, I've read that book. He's a wonderful minister. But really, in your own right, you're a wonderful minister. You guys here are wonderful ministers. You know who you are. And you know the word. And you know the scriptures. And you know the things that have been freely given unto you. And you're practicing them. So you are an authority with God. You know, you're not ignorant of Satan's devices. You're not ignorant of who you are in Christ. You're righteous and you're justified and you're sanctified and you're redeemed. You have the words and ministry of reconciliation. You'll see that the right-hand side of God in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're always in the presence of God and Jesus Christ and His angels. And then when we're speaking the heavenly words, when we're thinking and speaking those words, then God goes to work. The angels go to work on our behalf, doing things behind the scenes we don't even know about, because our words have activated them to move, because they're heavenly words coming from our mouth. So when we realize just the importance of all the little things that we're doing, it's the little things that make that turn into the big things. But it all depends what are the little things we're doing. Are we backbiting a little bit? Are we speaking great words a little bit by little bit? You know, so what we do in part will manifest in the whole somewhere down the road. And so we want to set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth. And we want to let our behavior be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, like it says in the scriptures, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto wholeness and salvation. And God is leading and guiding you. He really is working in you girls and me greatly, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. We've got to be kind of arrogant in a sense, in that we're arrogant that God is working with me. And you can look at me and say, no, He's not. He's working in me. And He's working in all of us. And so, like, really be confident in your faith levels that God is with you. He's working the things out for you. He's making a way where there seems no way, in the areas where it doesn't seem like anything's happening or moving. He's providing for you where there's lack. He's providing for you where there's shortage. And He's going to cause you to overflow in abundance. But He's also given us things that we do that enable Him to, enable God to really go to work. Because when we hold to what God has said and is saying, then He can go to work on those words. Because we're believing what's being spoken to us. And this is what pleases God. Because it's faith. No, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the words from God. So you're hearing words from God right now, and it all depends where your receptors are. Are you receiving these words gladly? Are you receiving these words to with a view to receive them so that you can do them, that you can put them to work in your life? So, you know, God is the greatest heart searcher. He searches our hearts. And he knows what the mind of the spirit is. He knows where our minds are and where our thoughts are. And he knows the doubts. And he knows the apprehension in certain areas that you may have them. But he says, don't worry. Like, really don't worry. Trust me. You know, I am the living God. I am a God of love. I am a God of light. I am a God of comfort. I see in order to provide for you. I am with you. I hold you by the right hand. I just need your cooperation in faith. I need you to receive these words and take them to your heart and believe them and say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. I will do those things that you're encouraging me to do. I will move your word all over the world. I will speak for you. You give me those open doors. You give me those opportunities. And you give me what I need and the resources I need to do the things that you want me to do. Because I don't know how I'm going to do them. But I know that you can do it. With you, all things are possible. And, you know, being now all this time with God from 2005 and learning to walk with him, trust him and depend upon him for everything. You know, God is faithful. Yeah, there's times where it doesn't seem like God is going to come through. There's times like it seems like God isn't going to provide, but he is always on time. In my walk, he's always been on time. He's never been late. He's cut the ice pretty, you know, thin when it's come to needs and provisions, but it's always been met and it's always been on time. And then God started to show me how to flourish. How to flourish and grow, to really sow seeds, not just of finance, but of our words. To really be, to move forward, you've got to make some decisions. You have to make some committed decisions. I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago. You really, like, there's certain things in your life that sometimes you just need to make your mind up, and not everyone's going to stand with you on your decision of what you want to do, that what God's showing you to do. They may not see it, but if you see it, you've got to do it if you want to move forward with God. And like when I went full time, for instance, nobody saw it. You know, there was loads of people coming to fellowship. I think maybe £10 in a year went in that abundant sharing basket, and we made it available every time. We always talk about honouring God and giving to God. Maybe a little on the old way international side, we done that, but we still done it and we still made it available. Maybe £10 within 5 or 6 years, no one gave. And nothing really flourished and grew. It was the same old people, same old doctrine. Same old negatives and nothing really moving forward. And, you know, until the heavenly words come through Sangha, when I connected to him in 2003, I met him and he come to my home then. And then it was and then that's when he said to me, you're going to move the word in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. 2003, he said that. And then I met him 2 years later in 2005 in June. In Oxford, when he come up to run a class. I didn't even know there was believers in Oxford at that time. And that same day that I met him, which was on a Sunday in that June, I went full time. And I could probably find out the date, because they run his How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devil classes, but I could actually find out the date if I wanted to, when I actually went full time. But that was led by God. No one told me to go full time. But I was obedient to God, and I didn't know jack shit, really, of what I was doing. But I had a dream the night before I met Sangate the second time. And God just showed me. When I woke up, I just knew this day I'd never go back to a circle of job again. And me and Kim had battled over this. But then we didn't speak about it for about 3 or 4 months until we met Sangate again. And that day, I just said to her, by the way, after the meeting that we've seen Sangha, I said, today I don't never go back to work. I'm full time. She said, it's about time. So she had a change of heart, you know. And how God just changes people. Because I didn't budge on what I knew God wanted me to do. Yes, I was afraid of the reaction and responses from Kim, because I knew that she didn't understand what God was putting in my heart, and she thought I should be out working, which is quite natural way to think, because that's the way we're brought up in this world, right? But God was showing me totally different. And then I would think about Kim's dad, because he was always on my case about work, and I'm thinking, oh, he's going to start if she doesn't agree with it. You know, she might say something to him. And so I had all these thoughts, but I knew when God shows you, nothing stops. He just gives you this thing in your heart that you're just going to do it anyway. He gives you the strength, the energy, and you just do what God's going to show you to do, regardless of what anyone else has to say about it. And God will honor you for the rest of your life, just making decisions like that. And, because he's kind of worked in your heart to come that way, right? And then I've come into agreement with him. And, but I just still didn't know a lot of things then. I was still, you know, yellow behind my ears, and, had to learn a lot of things. But I stayed with God, and I was bold to make my decisions with God, even when everyone was thinking I was mad or lazy or whatever they wanted to think. There was loads of things being chucked at me from different people. But again, I stay steadfast with my decision. I made the committed decision. I said to God, if I go full time from this day, I never go back to work ever again. You got to take care of me. And I just had this amazing peace in my heart that God was saying, that's fine, son, that's what I want to do. So from that time, yes, I've had ups and downs, challenges, but God has always met my need. God has always come through. God has taught me a wealth of knowledge and wisdom and understanding of how to come in and out amongst his people, a little bit like Solomon got wisdom from God, how to walk in and out amongst his people, how God's people worked. I got a little understanding that God shows you how people are. He shows you their attitudes, their attributes, their honesty, and he shows you people with integrity and honesty, and people that are crafty, and people that are not so honest, and people that have two faces. He shows you the whole spectrum, because as ministers and leaders, you'll come across every single one of them. The people that you think are really there for you end up not being there for you. And that's why, you know, God says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. We don't rely on anyone. I don't rely on any of you guys, you know, and you shouldn't rely on me or anybody else. You know, we can have acquaintances and friends. That's okay. You know, but there's always that reserve part for God, because people could walk out on you. People could cut out on you. People could start talking bad about you and thinking bad about you. And so I'm always aware of that. I don't dwell on it, but I know that can always be there. I've had people that have come really close, 10 years, seeing the great things of God, that God's ministered through me and my family to them, and they got great deliverance because of God working in us, because we allowed God the room to move in us so that he could do his work by us. Because God does his work by us. You have to remember that. He needs people. He needs us so he can do his work by us. And you can read that in Corinthians. In fact, actually, I'll go there. Second Corinthians. I'll just read it to you, because 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and it says, let's have a look at it. Verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing. Am I in the right one? Am I in 2 Corinthians? That's 2. Yeah, Corinthians. Let me go down further. Yeah. Verse 8, we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labour that whether present or absent, we might be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you an occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in absence and not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constrains us. Because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for him and rose again. That's what we're doing. That's what I'm doing. Whether it's perfectly or not, doesn't matter. That's what I'm doing. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. We've got the word and ministry of reconciliation, to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. See, it's by God, by Jesus Christ, was reconciling the world unto himself. So who is he doing it by now? Us. So it's God by you. He's reconciling the world to himself, because we are as Christ and we're in his stead. So to know that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us, is committed unto us now, the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. See, God beseeched the people Paul was talking to here by him. We pray you, in Christ said, be ye reconciled to God. He's saying, look, reconcile to God. Walk in that completeness. Walk in your deliverance. Walk in your healing. Walk in your power. Walk in your strength. For he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And God is now reconciling the world back to him by you and me. But when we're listening, when we're obedient, when we're ready to do what he wants us to do, and we're not worried about what anyone else is going to say to us on the decisions we make concerning that, whether that be wife or husband, sister or brother, mother or auntie, or whoever, you know, we stand before God and the Lord Jesus Christ come the end of it, right? We give an answer there, not to the people that are around us. And if God's put something in your heart to do, God wants you to do it. Now, he will provide everything that you need to do it. You may not see how that is going to happen. But really, guys, like, he's been so faithful to me. And he has supplied all my need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. God is my sufficiency in all things. I'm not sufficient of myself to think anything as of myself. I am nothing in and of myself. But my God has really taken care of me in all the days of my life. And it always comes out of Ethel's manifestations. He'll take care of you all the days of your life. And you know what? He is faithful. Whatever situation you go through, I've been through so many things. I may not have been through trials and tribulations like they did in the Old Testament, and like Paul went through, or anybody else. But 2 days equivalent of what we go through is nothing compared to what they went through. But it's still stuff we go through. It could be mentally, emotionally. It could be rejection. In fact, the devil has played it out in emotions and relationships and darkness in those ways. You know, before it was death and war and all these things. Even though it is like that in part now, that was how things were done back then, wasn't it? You know, but now, like, you know, it's a spiritual competition, so to speak, which has been won by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're complete. Satan has been defeated, and it plays out in the spiritual, and that spiritual affects the heart and the mind. So that's why we're to be not conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. It comes down to our thought processes, what we're thinking, what we're believing, what we're speaking. And the more we speak the heavenly way, and the way that God wants, the more stronger we become, the more devils will flee. The problems won't come near you no more. They start to drop off and melt away. They can't even come near you. Because they start to melt as soon as they come to you. As soon as problems and stuff try to come to you, they start to melt. And if anything does get through, God will restore it and heal it and repair it. And he's always shown himself to be faithful to me in all those areas. Spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, in my relationships. He always makes me come up smelling of roses. And he'll always make you come up smelling of roses. Because God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't respect me because I went full time. over you. He doesn't respect Sange over me because he's doing such a great job out there. Because everything is of God. And God has called Sange to be prosperous. But Sange has been obedient. Sange made his committed decisions with God. I've also have a level of success because of God. But I've also made my decisions. I've forsaken things and people to do what God wants me to do. I've been spoken about and had my name tarnished by other people that didn't understand what God had called me to do, but I still stayed. There's nowhere else for me to go. Like, God's the only way for me. And I want to live the life God wants me to live, whether that's good or bad, up or down, left or right. I ain't going anywhere. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and I'll continue to move in the way and the way that God's called me to move. I'm me in Christ. You know, I'm not you in Christ. I'm me in Christ. You know, with all the same attributes that you have, because we have the ability of Christ. We've got the ability of God in us. So I'm saying these things as God's work. I don't know why. It must be touching both of your hearts somewhere. God wants you to be strong, and he wants you to make your decisions in strength, not in weakness of fear. You don't have to tiptoe around everyone. Nobody else died for you. You know, nobody laid their life down for you apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. And God was the one that sent him. That's where you owe your devotion. That's where you owe your loyalty. And that's where we do the right thing. We have integrity. We steward the gift God's given us by making the right decisions with God. When it comes to honouring with our substance, you give him the right portion. If you wimp out on God, he can't bless you in the full manner that he wants to bless you in your finances or in your health or in your relationships. He wants you to be bold. He wants you to flourish and grow. And when it comes to ministering and speaking, we got to be bold in the things that we're saying, but we got to be right in the things that we're saying. And you're usually right when you let God give you the words. And then God, our ministry, in your ministry, my ministry is to edification, is to building up, never to tear anyone down. Even if someone's wrong, even they're up the left, we can be wise unto salvation. We're to have our eyes open where certain people may be moving and roaming around. Some people giving themselves off as there's something or some big leader. But we watch it. We look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. God has given us everything that we can test the things, you know. So we're not ignorant of Satan's devices, and that God has made us wise unto salvation. But God is with you, and he's walking you through your situation. He wants you to upgrade in your bold decision making. He wants you to upgrade in what you're saying. He doesn't want you to hold back where you need to speak forward because you're worried that people will reject you or offend you. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be offended. You're going to offend people. And your heart is not to do that, but because you're standing for God, and when God puts something in your heart to say and you need to say it, people will at times be offended. You know, won't like what you say or won't agree with what you say, but I'm not there to please anybody else. I'm there to please God and to speak forth what he's energizing in my heart. I didn't think of what I'm saying now before I was asked to share. I didn't have a clue. I'm thinking, what am I going to say? That's what I was thinking. But you girls are just amazing. You know, you're wonderful women of God, filled with the Spirit of God. God wants you to think more highly of yourself in a positive light of who you truly are in Christ. He wants you to be bold to speak forth what needs to be done, what needs to be changed, and what direction you need to move in. He wants you to be bold with the people around you. And you don't have to tiptoe and kiss anyone's backside around you. Like I said, don't matter who they are in your life. Because God has called you to serve him, not them. You're to serve him first, then you can serve them. And sometimes people need correction, direction. But, you know, people need correction and direction. And they may have great hearts. They may have wrong doctrine, though. And then you can see that because what fruit are they manifesting in those areas that they don't seem to be moving forward. So you'd be bold and speak and say, this is what you need to do. This is what needs to be done. I'm going to do this. I don't know about you, but I'm going to do it. And then God will really go to work for you. So if you make up your mind, like Sange said one great thing to me, I finish off here. He said, just make up your mind to speak thy word. Like, in other words, God's word. You know, like Sange says, I made up my mind. I said, God, I'm going to speak thy word. And he said to me in India, Lawrence, make up your mind to just speak thy God's word, thy word. So I said to God, Father, I will speak thy word. And do you know what? God gives me the energy and the boldness and the strength and the tenacity to speak it forth. And I will speak thy word. So my encouragement, I think what God was putting in my heart as it was coming, as I was speaking, just be bold in your declaration of what needs to be done and around the people around you. Speak thy word. Tell God's people what they need to do. That's the direction. And it's not being legalistic when you tell people what they need to do. You are given direction. I think some people can get things confused with direction and being legalistic, you know, because they've been hurt in the past from the way. So anyone that is given a correction or a direction from God, they can take it as, oh, you're being mean and horrible. But that's not true. That's just not true. Yet we're all loving. We all speak good words. But sometimes you just need to say what needs to be said. And when you do that, then the light can shine and then the deliverance can come. People can make up their mind. And it's good to challenge people, get people to rise up because they can stay happy where they are and they come into an area where they're just quite happy doing what they're doing. Oh, this is fine. It's worked all the time. But God wants us to upgrade and there will be changes with the upgrade. And so, and God will end up showing you what it is. You'll end up doing it anyway. But it'd be rather doing it in peace than in pieces, you know, because you didn't listen. So other things happened in between. And then you've had to kind of come back and repent and change direction and get it right. You know, God says you can get it right straight away. Just be bold. He hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love and a sound mind. So that's what was in my heart. I don't know why it went down that way, but that's what I needed to speak. So God bless you guys.